Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose as a customer service agent for Jesus. And this broadcast is one of the ways that I am doing that. Praise God. And I am loving it. I am sharing the word of God. Excuse me. When I got saved and they told me that I was going to have to witness, that word just scared me. It scared me. And I prayed and I asked God to give me another word to fit me. And the Lord gave me share. And ever since he gave me the word share, that's exactly what I have been doing, sharing him, sharing my testimony, telling of the goodness of the Lord in my life, the things that God has done, is doing, and I believe going to do in my life. So I just want to welcome you in the year of 2020, a new decade, praise God, right here today on Recover All Wednesday. And in this 2020 year, that's exactly what we want to do. We want to recover all by taking back everything. Oh, praise God, that the enemy has stole from us. David went home, praise God, and found out that they had not only taken his wife, his children, and even others, taken their families, but he went to God. The other men, they got angry with him. They got angry and started blaming David. But David went to God. He went to God and he asked God, should I pursue? And the Lord told him, yes, and to recover all. Oh, praise God. So not only did he tell him to pursue, but he told him to get your stuff back and back. Oh, yes, pursue and recover all. So that's what this Wednesday is. It's Recover All Wednesday. And we praise God for it. And our topic on today is mirror, mirror. What do I see? Mirror, mirror. What do I see? And we praise God for that. Praise God how that he gives topics. Thank God for his anointing. For his anointing is what breaks the yokes. And thank God for the Holy Spirit that gives us, that encourages us. Oh, praise God. So before we get into our topic of the day. We're going to stop and we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to come back into our topic for today. Most gracious Father, we sure do want to thank you. And Lord, we want to praise and magnify your holy name, for you are great and you are worthy of every one of our praises. And Lord, if we praised you day and night, it still would not be enough. Oh, praise God. We're getting in tune. We're getting in tune for what it's going to be like. Praise God. When we get to heaven, all day long, we're going to praise and magnify your holy name. So right now, God, as we praise, magnify you, lift you up, give your name glory, bless your holy name. We ask that you would forgive us of anything that we've done, said, thought, acted that was displeasing to you. Forgive us today for it, God, and we thank you for it right now. We ask that you would continue to bless everywhere, God, the saints, God. Look on those that are sick, that are downhearted, that are depressed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there's no depression in your kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, God, for it right now. Thank you for healed bodies, healed minds, God, healed spirits, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for we know that you are that healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are that deliverer, and that you do set free, God. And we thank you for that. Thank you that you're that kind of a God. And thank you that we know that you are God. And we praise you and magnify you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to look on and bless our leaders, oh God. Leaders of our country, leaders of our state, our city, our churches, oh God, our pastors, God, our missionaries, our lay people, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless us. Our prayer, it is our request that you go in the hospitals, go in the nursing homes, God, go in the homes of your people, God. So much is going on in the land today, praise God, and we need your help, God. We need your deliverance. Oh, praise God. In the name of Jesus, help us realize, God, who we are in you and the authority that you have given us. And praise God, help us to use it. Teach us how to use, God, the authority that you have given us. And we'll praise your name, God. We'll lift you up, God. We'll fight the enemy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, with your tools, God, which you have given us to use. And we thank you for it right now. And Father, we acknowledge you in all of our ways and doings. And we thank you, for you have anointed us. Oh, praise God, to proclaim your glory, share your word. And we thank you for it. Thank you for this broadcast, God. Thank you for the books that you allow me to write, God. Thank you for the ministry that you have given me to name, and being you blesses in it, God. Thank you for it right now, God. And we ask your continued blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Thank you, God. And amen. And amen. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for prayer. For prayer is always in order. What did the scripture tell us about prayer? He said, man ought to always pray and never faint. It's praying time, not fainting time, not quitting time, not giving up time. Praise God. But it is praying time. Praise God. And we don't have to worry about getting his voicemail. We don't have to worry about getting his secretary. We don't have to worry about any of those things, because when we call on Jesus, when we call that name, things happen at the name of Jesus. At calling that name, it happens. Oh, praise God. So when we call on Jesus, we get him on the line every time. Praise God. Not some of the time, but every time God comes to see about us when we call his name. He said he looks out. The Lord looks out. Oh, God, yes. He looks out to do his word, to do his word. Who's calling me? Hush, he said, somebody is calling. That's what Lazarus said. Call him a name. Jesus, praise God. Thank God for the assigned angels that he has given us, praise God, to watch over us and to carry out the things that God gives. It's just like I can see it in my mind, Jacob's ladder. Oh, praise God. And how that the angels, our angels, that God have given us, going up and down the ladder, praising God, taking the message, taking the request, and then bringing back the answer that God has given them to deliver to us. And I just praise God on today forward. Praise God. And if you would like to join us, we have prayer Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30 every morning. And if you would like to join us, that's Monday through Friday, you would like to join us, you are welcome. We invite you to come and join us in prayer. And our number is 515-606-5329. And the code is 634-812. And praise God, we are praying for the conditions of the people. And we praise God for that. We're joining in with other ones that are praying and not fainting, not quitting. It helps to keep us encouraged, to keep on praying. Praise God. Keep on talking to the Lord, because that's exactly what prayer is. It's a conversation with Jesus, with Daddy. Yes, it's a conversation. And I want to continue to talk with him. What about you? What about you? So if you need someone to come and encourage the people where you are, you can go to my email, which is mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and you can leave me a message or request there. If ever before we need encouraging, we need it today. Praise God. And we need to be lively stones. That's what God has made us to be, lively stones. The dead ought to go and bury the dead. Yes, yes, yes. But God has made us lively stones. Wake up, Zion. Wake up, praise God, and let us take our rightful places in the Lord, in the Lord. And I would like for you to check out my books that the Lord has blessed me to write. You can go to www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and check out my books. I'm working on a new one that prayerfully I will be releasing, hopefully by March. And that title is Lest We Forget Our Testimony. Lest We Forget Our Testimony. You know, I remember when certain churches didn't testify. But in the grand old Church of God in Christ, oh, we testified, told of the goodness of God. But you know, our churches have stopped so much doing that, and testimony service are not as prevalent as it used to be. Oh, praise God. But some things ought not change. Some things, yes, they can change. But some things, the things that work, if it's working, don't change it. Because testimony service, it's like going to the psychiatrist, laying on the couch. Oh, praise God. Hearing your testimony encourages me, praise God, that if God did it for you, he'll do it for me, and that I can move on a little bit further. All right, then, let's get into this word that the Lord has given me to share with you on this Recover Hall Wednesday. Do you believe that? Do you believe that we serve a true and a real God? Praise God, that can do anything. Our God can do anything. He just can't fail. Praise God. So, mirror, mirror, what do I see? Mirror, mirror. And you know the story, Cinderella. And she said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Praise God. And the mirror would show who was the fairest. Oh, praise God. But mirror, mirror on the wall, mirror, mirror, what do I see? And James 1, 22 through 25 is going to help us out on today with this mirror, mirror. And it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. You see, we can just listen, and think that that's good enough, that that's good enough. I heard it. Yeah, I heard it. But then go right out and pull out your six-pack of Budweiser or whatever it is you drink and praise God and go right ahead. Pull out your cigarettes and go right ahead and do whatever. Smoke them, not only the regular ones, but the unregular ones. So anything that you feel like that you are big enough to do, you go right ahead and you do that. But do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Praise God. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whosoever looks intensely into the perfect law that gives freedom, you see, God's word gives freedom. We are set free. Praise God. He heals, he delivers, and then God sets us free. So we can have that testimony that things I used to do, I don't do anymore. God's word changes us. That's why he said when we get in the word, be ye transformed. You will change. Be ye changed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds have got to be renewed from that old man to this new man. Can you pour new wine into an old bottle and it don't crack up, break up? No, you can't do it. So our minds, in and of ourselves, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our minds have got to be renewed. And the only way that they can be renewed is through the word of God. We've got to get in the word, not just pick up the Bible and blow the dust off of it and read it. Oh, praise God. But we have got to start living it, doing what the word says that we ought to do. But whosoever looks intensely into the perfect law that gives freedom, I don't care how much money you got, you can't buy peace. I don't care who you know, praise God, can't buy peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Peace only comes through God, and he's the only one that gives it and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it. You got to do it. They will be blessed in what they do. Not a hearer only, praise God, but a doer of the word of God. The mirror of God's word shows us the truth. When we open that word, I remember, oh, goodness, Lord. I remember years ago when I was going to service and our pastor was Elder Monroe and Missionary Monroe, and he would just be preaching the word. Elder Mon would just be preaching the word. Oh, and the tears. Oh, you would think somebody turned on a faucet in my eyes. My tears, the tears would just be coming down. I couldn't stop them. And I would try to wipe my face and wipe my face so nobody could see them, these tears just coming down. But that word, the word, the pure word, the truth of the word was just eating me up, because inside, oh, praise God, I needed to be renewed. I needed to be changed. And the word was doing that. And so I stood up to testify, to let the people know, you don't have anything to do with these tears. You can't make me cry. But the word of God is tearing me up. Tearing me up. It was changing me, transforming me. The word of God. So the mirror of God's word shows us the truth. But the mirror of our culture shows us a big lie. The world, the mirror of our culture is like a mirror at the circus or fair. Have you ever been to the circus and you went into the mirrors, the hall of mirrors or whatever they called it, and all it showed was distorted. It shows you outfigured or smaller or with a big head or your body's real little, and it just distorts. So that's what the world does. It distorts who we really are. And how does our culture try to define us? It tells us that we are what we have. Yeah, we are what we have. That's why we try to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses. I don't have money to keep up with the Joneses, but I'm going to go out and get me a big vehicle so that I'm just like them. But they can pay for theirs. But me over here trying to be like them. So we think that makes us who we are. It's a distort. And now, and how does our culture try to define us? What we have. We are what we do. We are where we live. Got to live in that big house up on the hill. Not what I can afford, but the big house on the hill. But that's just distorted. We are how we look. Oh, mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Oh, we so concerned, so caught up with how we look. $1 million industry. Oh, praise God, how we look. We are what we wear. If we don't have name brand stuff. Some people got to have everything name brand, because that's what makes them. Keeping up with the Joneses. Oh, praise God. We are what we drive. Mm-mm. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord. We are what others say we are. Other people can tell us who we are better than we can tell ourselves. And we believe the lie. We believe the lie. But what does God say? When you look in that mirror of the word of God, praise God, what does he say? We are deceiving ourselves into thinking we are good Christians for having read the Bible today, when in fact we are not living out our faith. The clear command is this: do what God's teaching say, not a hearer only, but a doer of God's word. Mirror, mirror, what do I see? The word of God shows us the inside of us, of who we really are. We are what the word say. He said that his character is the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Oh, we are the most miserable people. And most of the time, we're always complaining. We're never at peace. But if we look into the word of God, allow it to be our mirror to clean us out. Mm-mm. We need a good cleaning, a good dose of the Word of God. I remember when Mama used to give us castor oil. And that castor oil sure did do the job. Well, the Word of God, by the washing of the Word of God, it washes us out. It cleans us out. It renews our minds, our thoughts, our spirits, if we will look into it. Mirror, mirror, what do I see? What do I see? What is God showing me about myself when I get into that Word and allow that Word to marinate on the inside of me? What is it showing up? What do I see? Oh, I see so many things. Oh, praise God, in the mirror of the Word. And you know, none of this stuff can we take to heaven with us. We're going to have to get rid of it. Oh, praise God, none of this stuff. We're not going to get in with our load. We're not going to get in with our load. Oh, praise God. So we're going to have to come through the gate. Jesus is that gate. He's the gatekeeper. Oh, praise God. And we're going to have to come in at the door. The purpose of God's word is to give us true self-knowledge so that we can see ourselves. It is a real mirror. God's word is a real mirror, a real mirror. And when we look at ourselves in it, we see ourselves as God wants us to see ourselves and become transformed. Transformed by the renewing of our mind. Praise God. Mirror, mirror, what do I see? Praise God. What do I see? I want to see what God sees. When I go to bed at night, praise God, I want sweet sleep. Oh, I thank God for that. That when I go to bed at night, that I have sweet sleep. But it hasn't always been like that. Oh, praise God. It used to be when I go to bed, I'd be so messed up in my mind, so confused, and so not sleeping, tossing and turning. Oh, but I thank God that one day I looked into the mirror of God's word. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God for his word. Thank you, God, so that I have been and continuously being transformed by the renewing of my mind. To become the people God wants us to be, we need to see ourselves as we really are. Mirror, mirror, what do I see? What do I see when I look in the mirror of God's word? What do I see? But when I look in that mirror, I should be seeing love, joy, the characteristics of the Lord. I should be seeing, because I should be being transformed. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. And James 1 and 23 is our prayer for today. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. All you're going to see is your natural face if you are just hearing the word, just blowing the dust off and just hearing or just reading it but not putting it into practice. We have to put the word of God into practice and live it. It's one day at a time. Praise God. And when are you going to stop and start doing it? One day at a time. Yes, Lord, help me to live your word. Help me not to be a hearer only of your word. Help me not to just read it only, but to be a doer, to be a doer of your mighty word. So we thank God for his word on this Recover All Wednesday. Mirror, mirror, what do I see? Praise God. Until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying bye-bye now.